It's a great pleasure to be able to present this new project. Welcome to the tactile display. We made the obscuration so that we could appropriate the piece through the sense of touch. Since the display and the puppet are painted black, we triggered the exploration through our fingertips. This puppet can be felt by everyone. When we thought of this piece and this display, we wanted above all to enhance the possibility of it being explored by people with visual impairments, as well as to sensitize the public to a common experience of closeness. The choice of black was therefore intended to create common links between everyone, a common collective experience, leaving sight in the background. As for the puppet, the mechanical structure and joints of the puppet were modeled in 3D and printed in PLA. The figure is modeled directly on the structure using epoxy paste. This direct manipulation puppet has a stick attached to its head and a ring on its back for manipulating the character. The thumb, forefinger and middle finger of one hand hold the stick and the little finger fits into the ring, while the other hand helps to manipulate the arms or legs. In direct manipulation, it's difficult to see if the puppet is directing its face to the exact spot the puppeteer wants it to, and this is what we call the puppet's focus. To make it easier for the puppet to focus, the stick placed on its head is aligned with its gaze, so that wherever the stick is directed is where the puppet is looking. By holding the stick, we feel and thus have full awareness of the focus and absolute control over it. It's important to note that, for practical exhibition purposes, the puppet is attached to the base by means of an additional rod that serves this function only. A similar puppet was created for Marsha Leite's show, O Urso K Neo Era. And structures of this kind are used by Teatro e Marionetas de Mandragora in its puppet theater productions for the educational services of the company's collaborating museums.